Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Governor Charlie Baker signed 53 bills into law yesterday, including a major opioid bill, an automatic voter registration law, and a clean energy bill. But there is still business left to be done. So joining us now with more is WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown. He's on Beacon Hill. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, Meghna.
Okay, so the business left to be done has to do with the economic development bill. What's the status of that?
It's been done. Just about 10 minutes ago, I got an email from the governor's office telling me that he has signed the economic development bill, signed 64 sections, vetoed two, and is amending six. The one that everybody's paying attention to, though, of course, is the sales tax holiday. He signed that. The sales tax holiday will take effect tomorrow and Sunday. You can go buy that big screen TV and not shell out the tax.
Good. I mean, it would have been awfully strange if all those people, everyone waiting for tomorrow's sales tax holiday couldn't do it in the end. But is there anything special to note about the parts of the economic development bill that the governor did veto?
He vetoed the part that restricted patent trolling.
Oh, interesting.
I haven't had a chance to read through everything there because, like I say, it just came through a little while ago when I was listening to that tribute to you. And so I got to catch up on that. But I know that the patent trolling language is out of there. And he did amend six things, and that will go back to the legislature. But they're gone, so they won't be able to really do anything.
Okay. Patent trolling. Interesting. Okay. So I'm going to keep up with you on as you dig into that in the future. But let's talk about the stuff that the governor did pass. I mean, 53 bills as of yesterday, I guess now more than that. Tell us about this automatic voter registration bill.
Yeah, that comes at a time when the importance of voting is often in the news. It was strongly supported in both the House and the Senate. Massachusetts is the 14th state to adopt automatic voting. In essence, what the bill does is when you either go get your driver's license renewed or if you apply for MassHealth, you'll also be registered to vote unless you opt out. Now, Secretary of State Bill Galvin says that it will be ready to go in time for the presidential primaries of 2020. It won't have any effect on the upcoming elections this fall.
Okay. Now, another bill that the governor did sign was the opioid bill. He's long said this was a major priority for him, but not everything he wanted made it into the final legislation, right?
No, it's not exactly as he had proposed it. He's still pleased with it. They said that it has about 90% of what he wanted. It requires that folks who show up in an ER or an involuntary commitment facility who are suffering from an overdose be given medication-assisted treatment. The facilities can't just release them back out onto the street. It does not contain the 72-hour involuntary treatment provision, which is what the governor had asked for. Also creates a commission to recommend credentials for recovery coaches.
Well, that's WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown giving us the latest from Beacon Hill, where the last couple of bills that were waiting to be dealt with the governor, he's working his way through them. So it's been a busy time at the governor's office. Steve, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Meghna, and good luck in the new gig.
Thanks.